I'm not sitting here looking around the whole map for these fucking Ravens.
Absolutely.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Is that 1,000%? Like for us. Welcome to the Crown Heathens Podcast, where we talk about our favorite games, video game news, and just about anything else. My name is Matt, and as always, I'm here with my best friends, Marissa and Sacco. I'd like to remind everybody that there are no stupid questions, so I'm going to start us off with a question right now, Marissa.
Hello, Sick Matthew.
How
are
you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you, Sick Matthew?
Oh, I'm doing... This is the best I've ever been. What do you mean?
Not Sick Matthew.
This is my peak. I'm living my best life. I'm exactly where I want to be in my goals and aspirations. My health and well-being are... I'm at peak... This is what peak... fitness looks like. I feel great. I feel so good that I definitely made a segue.
Are you feeling enough?
For the audio listeners, which is everybody, I'm wearing the Barbie sweatshirt I am enough that Psycho has been referencing.
Marissa referenced it first.
Well, you just
give credit where credit's due.
Sure.
Why don't you pay attention to the person who actually organizes everything?
I'm gonna be honest with you. Matthew, really quickly, I have some sort of sinus issue. My ears are so clogged right now.
Sinus issue.
Hey, Marissa, what's today's topic?
Yeah, it's...
I'm just gonna jump right in.
Today's topic is how Zach was a terrible friend.
But I'm a terrible friend who picked today's topic because Matt was too sick to do it. So
yeah, and you know what you picked for today's topic when Matt was too sick to do it himself? You picked what is your chicken noodle soup video game?
AKA the video games you play when you're sick.
Sometimes you wake up and you just need a bowl of chicken noodle soup.
I think that was a very topical topic.
Sometimes you wake up and you just need to play some
video
games. I need
you to know, and I didn't say anything in the conversation because I wanted to just say it on the podcast, but the expression is like that it's chicken soup for the soul, not chicken noodle soup for the soul.
But I don't want just chicken soup. I want chicken noodle soup. I don't want just water with chicken in it. I want water with chicken and noodles.
I think chicken soup is like the chicken broth, and then like what you put in, it's up to you.
Okay, well, what I put in it is noodles. So I have chicken
but that's,
and
that's
noodles
a you
in
thing.
The soup.
Like, you
so
give some people put rice. I've had chicken soup with rice
some
before.
Some people put barley. I know some people put barley in there.
Go for it. That sounds delicious. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I've never had it. I've only had chicken noodle soup.
I think I've had...
Specifically Lipton's, not a sponsor.
Okay, so... Wow. Okay, so just in case anyone's curious, we're going to be talking about chicken soup for the video gamer's soul, aka what you're feeling like playing when you're not feeling great, whether you're actually sick, whether you're just, you know, feeling a little down in the dumps and you need a pick-me-up game. What's your go-to comfort game, basically?
So
Matt, just what have you been playing while you're sick?
I mean, yeah,
you got the easiest one out of all of us.
I have, from first hand
what did you play today?
So here's the thing. There's three things that for me specifically. Handheld, super big.
Curled up in bed playing.
I'm also handheld
video games.
I'm not like, you know, like feeling a little down. I'm not like I have a, like I'm kind of ill. Like, I'm not feeling great. So I would like to get out of bed. Like sometimes you're like, you know, I'm a little sick. I'm going to sit. Like when I was in like school and I'm like, I'm too sick to go to school, but like my brain is functioning. Mm-hmm. That's a different type of game.
Okay.
I'm like, no thoughts. I don't want to move. So it's like the first thing, handheld.
So you're not playing Big Brain Academy in bed right now?
No Big Brain Academy.
Yeah. Okay.
No Big Brain here. If there was a Little Brain Academy, I would look into it, but we're the jury's out on that one. So three things, handheld. The second thing is that it needs to be able, like if I never played again, I can't be upset about it. So it has to be like zero plot or like super replayability.
Right.
So like I'm talking Farm Sims or like Breath of the Wild.
Yeah. Like,
and then
mobile,
like,
games. Like,
yeah. Yeah. I don't want, like, if I never play this game again, I don't want to be like invested, like, in the story.
Yeah. The games you see when you're scrolling on TikTok and there's that one, it's like, we're testing to see if games really match their ads. And they're like, yeah, but you're an ad. Like,
I just hate when they play the ad so badly so that you download it and play it yourself.
Oh, 100%. Or they have like, there was the one where like they're sitting in the tub with a TV. Have you seen that one? There's just a TV. There's like someone sitting in a tub and there's a TV in their lap and they're like swiping it like it's a phone. And they're like, oh my God, is that input random game name here?
What the fuck you're talking about?
I'm explaining it to you. Yeah, right?
I've seen these
both ads. Of you. I have no idea what the fuck y'all are on about.
They just make the ad as ridiculous as possible. So be like, I can play that game. That game's fucking easy. Like, you idiot. Why did you...
Are they clothed
you,
like, in the bathtub?
You almost got the extra bathtub? Person, and then you went to the left. What did you do that for?
Is there water in the bathtub?
No. It's just so someone sitting in a bathtub with a TV. Okay, and, like, a big... Thing. It's, like, a big TV. It's like a 50-inch TV, and it's just their lap. Just leaned against the wall.
Sure.
Next time it shows up on TikTok, Matt, I'll send it to...
Don't send me ads. I don't want that. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't want to screenshot it because then they're going to send me more ads. They're like, oh my god, this guy screenshotted an ad.
You're also going to get sent more ads.
It's going to be worse.
I guess. But then he also suffers if I send him the ad.
Not if I close it immediately or never open it because then it looks like I'm not interested.
Yeah, but I send it to you, so they're going to assume you're going to want to send something back to me. And they're going to assume that because I send it to you, it's something we share mutually as a friendship.
The third thing. The first thing was... Handheld. The second thing was zero mindless. Plot or replayability.
Yeah.
And the third thing, nostalgia, because that'll make you feel good when you need the little pick-me-up.
Yeah.
So the something that checks all those boxes, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Yeah.
Fucking just specifically, like, if I can get my hands on, like, gold or silver or crystal, that's peak. But right now, Pokemon Go is doing a return to Kanto thing. So, like, they're bringing up a lot more of the old, a lot of the first gen Pokemon. They also did a whole rebranding campaign. It was like find your, like, reimagine your image, refine yourself. So the avatar is a lot more. There's a lot going on in the Pokemon Go world. The avatar shit kind of broke the game. So I don't know if we should get into this now. This is technically news.
If we want to go a little bit of news first, I also got some news that could be related to Pokemon. News.
This is the recap episode.
Yeah,
this is So here's the first thing. Pokemon, love Pokemon. Play Pokemon when you're sick. Super great. Pokemon Go is kind of what I'm trying to, like, tidy up some loose ends that I can do from my bed, specifically with like fighting, like the battle system. Very easily to do on your own. Pokemon Go used to have like 6 avatars. So you just pick what you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And then they also had
there was no customization. You could change your shirt.
Like 6 skin tones and like 6 and faces.
And like, most importantly, you can put on a Magikarp hat.
Yeah.
That's where I stopped. That's all I needed. And so I was content.
They're trying to make it like they're trying to get people like back there. It's like it's the whole like people kind of stop playing it. Let's get people.
Yeah,
back
in. We had like 50 million users and now we have like 4.
Yeah, there's a lot. There's a lot of people playing.
But we want the 50 million to come back.
One of the things that they did is instead of having 6 like different shaped avatars, they have 1 avatar now with slider bars. So it's just like 1 frame. And then you can just like slide the proportions in the directions that you want.
Yeah.
It doesn't look good. Like It's like the clothes are
like
glitchy.
Abominations. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like, you could have just maybe gave us like, instead of 6, give us 12.
Yeah.
You know, just, like maybe like if you want it to be more diverse, you can add some more stuff in. But like they got rid of everything and they just put 1 and then it's like slide it around. But like they're like the Magikarp hat like does not look good if you change the shape of your head.
No. That's never. Like, that I'm just, never changing just, the shape the of my head.
Are weird, and it's like,
wait, because the Magikarp like, hat's eating your head. Like you can't, yeah, you can't yeah, shape yeah. your head.
No,
oh no, that's never and happening. Like, I'm never adjusting any sliders.
We're like supposed to be like long, and then also like the skin tones, like it made it weird. Like it was like a good natural kind of color, and then like with the new update, it's like still the 6 original ones, and then you can click more colors, and it's like a color wheel, which is great diversity. But it like the default one got so weird that like my character kind of looks like an alien and I'm like, what? Like it just looks great. Like they tried to make it more 3D, like it was already 3D, and it's like just the effects they're putting on it, it's just like, I don't think this is doing what you think it's doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the jackets, like if you slide, then they morph into the body. I don't know. The whole thing's weird. There's a lot more Kanto Pokemon around, which is always fun, even though I already completed that Pokedex except for Kangaskhan. Maybe a Kangaskhan will appear, even though it's native to Australia. That would be cool. I would love that.
That would be cool.
Sacco, what's your video game news before we digest too far into this topic?
So I have a couple quick stories. Speaking of glitches, I was playing City Skylines for a while, and they had a DLC. It was the Beach Properties. City Skylines 2, sorry. This was City Skylines 2 came out a year ago, maybe? Right? Like, it was recent. And they came out with the DLC. Reason? Yeah, the DLC just came out. So it was the Beach Properties DLC. Yeah, the Beach Properties DLC. And they were like, hey, yeah, we fucked up the DLC, so we're going to like just take it back. And like, so they like deleted it from the game. And in deleting it from the game, they broke everything.
Was it a paid DLC?
So like now if you log into your city, all of your buildings are gone. They're just gray boxes. They're all like half of them are abandoned. All your fucking population is gone. So I haven't logged on in a while because I don't want it to fuck up my save. Because yeah. I have a city that's like 120,000 people, and it took me a while to get a city that big. So I have to now wait until they fix this game. Even if you didn't have the DLC, apparently it still fucked it.
I didn't buy the DLC. The DLC also came with like an update, so they probably like
nope. It was just I don't know what they did. The DLC. You just buy it. Like you would just add it to the game. Like you didn't. There was no update. It was just the game was there. And then they like when they delete. I guess maybe the update where that was like deleting the DLC. Maybe that's what fucked it.
No, but there was no like DLC to exist. You had to update unless the game could always do beaches from the beginning and they just put it behind a paywall.
The beaches are always there. All the DLC was would it changed what the buildings looked like by the beaches.
Yeah. So
like if you had built that from like right now, I have on my city, there's like a little island, and on the side of the island is a bunch of sand and there's houses. I've lined it with houses.
If I buy the
Beach Properties DLC, all of those houses will change to like really fancy beach houses with like a cool deck and like all made of glass and shit.
Surely there was an update.
There might have been. Anyways, it's fucked up now. It's broken. So I can't play the game anymore. And then related
news
to Pokemon,
that everybody needs or
no, there's just news. That's relevant to me because I was playing City Skylines 2 and I was really enjoying it. And now I'm upset. Speaking of Pokemon, Apple decided just fucking out of nowhere. They're like, hey, you can have emulators on iPhone now. And so now.
How does that work?
It was against the rules. And then all of a sudden I got an email because I'm part of the developer program. They're like, hey, we're updating our guidelines. And then I like quickly looked at the email and it was like there was a section on game emulators. And I was like, or like retro game emulators. Yeah. And I was like, that wasn't allowed. Like,
so
game emulators have been around for iPhone for a while because you could like sideload them in certain ways.
Yeah,
but all of a sudden Apple's like, hey, we're cool with it, just go ahead and put all your game emulators on the App Store. And so I have a game emulator called Delta that plays
which part is illegal? Is it the emulator or the ROM?
It's the ROM. The emulator is fine. All the emulator does is run software. It doesn't do anything.
It's just how you acquire the software.
Hold on. The emulator itself, like the software itself is fine. But like certain consoles, like the PlayStation consoles, for example, need a BIOS, which is copyright of Sony.
Yeah.
So like once you install that on the emulator, that's when it starts getting fuzzy and gray. But like for Nintendo consoles, because there was no BIOS for like the Game Boy or anything, you just needed the ROM file.
Yeah.
That's fine. And technically, according to the law, as long as you have a physical copy of the game or have access to a physical copy of the game, you can have a digital copy of the game as well.
Very fine line you're walking down, buddy.
Very fine line. I have Pokemon Yellow installed on my phone.
Do you have a copy of Pokemon Yellow in your house?
I might. I might have access to Pokemon Yellow. You don't know. Legally speaking, I might be able to walk into another room right now and just pull up Pokemon Yellow.
That is a great sick day game. Phone? Check. Mobile? Check.
Perfect.
Nostalgic?
Yeah.
Check.
Yeah. Yeah.
Replayability check. Slash plot. Check, check, I don't check. Give a f- I'll catch 10 Pokemon check. And then never play it again. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, exactly. I don't give a shit. I'll just run around that fucking first grass, route one, fucking all of it over again. I don't give a shit.
Do you want a Nuzlocke? You should Nuzlocke. Pokemon Yellow.
All I did was I downloaded the emulator.
That's not a sick day thing to do. No, yeah, guys. Nuzlocke is lost focus.
Once you're healthy, you should Nuzlocke. But
yeah,
no. As a sick person, I'm just gonna run around it with Pikachu.
Yeah, that's fair.
Tackle's not sick. I'm sick.
Yeah, so emulators on iPhone.
That's
everybody,
our topic, you guys. I let you digress for the whole...
We went a little too far.
You did.
Anyways. I'm pretty sure also Matt tried to say digress earlier, and I'm pretty sure he said digest, which is just really funny.
Matt's sick. We have to be nice to Matt today.
That's why I didn't correct him.
That's fair. I shit on him earlier in the podcast, and I do kind of feel bad about it, and I apologize. Ish. But like, we should be a little bit nicer to Matt today.
Emulators have been on Android for a while, so I might look into that unless I get healthy soon.
Yeah,
it's a great idea.
Well, hopefully you don't have to look into that.
Yeah.
So is that your sick day game, Sacco, or do you have a sick day game also?
My sick day game. So I have. Well, speaking of mobile, I have Minecraft on my iPad, and I feel like Minecraft's a pretty. It's just a nice little chill.
It checks all the boxes.
That's it, man. That's it. You can log into Minecraft for an hour, punch a tree, build a little house, start a farm, never touch that world again. Next time you open a Minecraft, start a new one. Do it all over again. Punch a tree, build a house.
You know what's great?
You build a house in a different part of the world.
You don't even have to build the house. Like, you could just go in, punch half the tree, and then leave, and then just never go back to it. Well,
you could do that. You could absolutely do that. I could not do that, but you could do that.
Just clear out a head height of trees.
Just level the forest, but only head height.
Just head height.
Don't yeah, just so that, right. just so that while you're walking through the forest, you don't have to like move around.
Yeah,
but the trees are all still there for the cover. That would be
a cool forest. Imagine you were walking in a forest and all the trees were just floating.
It's a magical forest. They're floating above your head.
Like, it's just branch coverage. It's like where the branch is going, nobody knows. Sick. Yeah. That would be cool. Be cool as heck.
Well, Matt, you can build your trunkless forest when you're sick.
See. Maybe that'll be the next thing I play on my sick day. Marissa, do you have a go-to?
I have a couple. So depending on what kind of sick I'm feeling, it's kind of the same thing. But I don't have the same vibe as you. I want something with a story because I want to not think.
Yeah.
About how crappy I feel. You gotta pay attention. I know these stories. Mm-hmm, it's like a comfort TV. Yeah, you're playing
a game you've already played.
Yeah, it's a game I've already played. It's got some level of a story where I can pretend I'm not sick and I'm that person instead.
Yeah, so you're 100th like playthrough of Dragon Age Origins.
Yeah, basically. Yeah. It's like okay. Dragon Age Origins, Jade Empire. Jade Empire is a great sick day game for me because I know exactly what happens. I know exactly all the choices I'm going to make.
How many different options are there in Jade Empire? You talk about Jade Empire a lot. I don't know a lot about this game except for how the game ends. And like some things
I was about to say stuff about it and I was like, that's just how it ends. I actually don't know anything about this game.
Yeah, yeah. Like how diverse are the choices of this game? Because like, I know it came out a long time ago.
I know it was made by the same people that make Dragon Age, so I'm assuming that choices are a lot.
I think
like it's BioWare.
Technically.
But it's early.
Yeah, BioWare. Technically there's like five different endings, I want to say.
And when did the game come out? It was an original Xbox game, right?
It was an original Xbox game.
Felt like five endings for an original Xbox game is pretty good.
Jade Empire came out.
Sorry. Technically three. But there are sub endings.
Yeah, spoiler alert. So like just go through the ending real quick. You can side with the dude and be like, hey, I'm not gonna fight you. We'll do a little fun game here. Me and Matt are gonna try to remember the endings that you told us. There's one ending where you like meet the final dude and you're like, he's like, hey, what if you don't fight me and we just join forces instead and take over the world? And you're like, yeah. And then he kills you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an ending where you get a statue.
That's the ending where you get the statue. Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's another ending where you beat him.
Okay.
And
yeah.
He gets a statue.
Why would
you? Don't you have the choice of being like, oh, this dude, like he was a super evil guy, or like you can be like, oh, like he was a great emperor or something.
Here's the thing. I don't like just. I started researching a little bit. I just opened the Wikipedia page, to be honest.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the endings.
It came out in 2005.
Yeah.
I don't know if we answered that. Do you remember any of the endings? Because I have a question for you, Sacco. Just now that I'm looking at it, I'm like, I'm stupid. Where does the game take place?
Jade Empire sounds like China.
It's about Chinese mythology. Never pictured it.
Yeah.
I was assuming it was like another Dragon Age like medieval game.
Jade.
Very clearly it's Jade's Jade
very
Empire.
Important in like Chinese mythology. Yeah.
Here's what I've told you about this, that you have a teacher called Master Li.
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah. And he trains you the whole time. Marissa. And then you get and then you get to the fucking final fight and you're like, you've learned well, but I've taught you everything I taught you has a flaw in it, and I know the flaw. And I'm going to fuck you up now.
I know the counter of every single thing that you know.
You're like, you learned so well.
The
like,
way, you learned so well. So the great thing about Jade Empire is the first time I played it, I was like 12 or 14, somewhere in there. And the way my mouth dropped when the twist happened, because the whole time you are like this super awesome fighter, but you meet every single person you meet is like, you have like a really weird way of fighting, and you can ask people more about this, which I always did. I was like, what the hell do you mean? I'm amazing. Like, what do you mean I have a weird way of fighting? They'd be like, it like feels like there's an opening I can take advantage of, but by the time I go to take advantage of it, it's like closed off. So I like, it's weird. Like, what is that like? And you're like, I don't really know. Like, this is just how I was taught to fight. And they're like, and you're like, should I be concerned about this? And everyone's like, ah, like, I'm sure it's just like a really good training technique because, you know, it keeps tricking people into thinking that there's an opening where there's not. And then you get to like where you think the end of the game is and you like free your teacher. And he's like, yeah, you learned well.
Yeah.
Even the flaws. And then he just like fucking kills you.
Yeah.
Like fully kills you. Like you die canonically.
But does it game over or does it like that's the ending?
It sends you.
No, you go to like the spirit
Chinese
world.
Chinese mythology spirit world. Yeah.
Yeah. You have to like
claw your way back.
You essentially learn about your past. And that you're like this last one of this group of people. And so that's why like the spirits are intervening to help you. And then you get risen from the dead. And then all your companions find you and they're like, what? Like we saw your dead body. Like
bro,
what
you were like
going on here?
Super
you were
dead.
Like full dead.
like we buried you. We had a funeral and everything. What the fuck, man?
Yeah. And then you go back and you have to fight like the actual final boss. So it's one of the games where you have like a fake final boss. Like you think you're end game.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a whole other act kind of thing that you have to get through. So then you fight the real boss and then there's three endings from there. So you walk in and you can immediately be like, yeah, sure, like kill me and raise a statue in my honor, which is not one that most people take. And then I believe it's just like the open palm or the closed fist endings, which one is that you took a more selfish route. So you become like almost like a tyrant. And the other one is that you were like selfless and it's all based off of like decisions you make throughout the game, but specifically one you make close to the end, whether you free like this one spirit or you leave them captive to use their power. And that dictates mainly which ending you end up getting. It's pretty impressive for an original Xbox game to have like actually multiple endings.
Yeah, yeah.
And I know that that was, I mean, not uber common at the time. So that was pretty cool. And the RPGs I was playing, like Fable, Jade Empire, they do have like basically good or bad endings, right? So
yeah,
it's nice that you get that. You can decide a lot about your companions as well. So technically there are different endings in that and like how and where they end up, but it's a smaller original Xbox game, so you just like there's like a they just give you a paragraph of like you have to read of where they end up. It's not like a cutscene.
Yeah.
But yeah, I always really love that.
Very cool.
But yeah, Jade Empire, Dragon Age Origins, Fable, all those would be games I would play when I was sick because I know the stories.
Just, yeah, an RPG that you
so
know the
well.
Story. Yeah, makes sense.
And I know the quests. I know how to do the quests. And that's important too because I won't get, you know, like caught up anywhere. I don't actually really have to think. But I also don't have to be sick Marissa. I am like this super awesome fighter girl who can kick everyone's ass. And not the girl who's can't go 3 seconds without coughing up her lung. Like, I want to be the other girl.
Yeah, yeah. Fair enough. Hey, fair enough.
I feel like that's like when I'm like, I'm too sick to go to work, but I'm like, I can get up. I can kind of do stuff. My head is like a little bit more clear. I definitely like that's like Final Fantasy IX, Kingdom Hearts. At the beginning of this week, I was playing Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memories, which is the like rhythm based game where you replay through the stories. Super nostalgic. Really like you got to.
What is that on? What is that?
I played it on the PlayStation 5. I think originally it came out for the PlayStation 4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch.
So it's and you it was, you play it with like the just the X, circle, triangle, square buttons.
Yeah, so it's like the controls are really weird. It doesn't actually require you to click a button. You just have to tap something on the beat. But like there's times when you have to click two things at once. So like
you can click R1. Any button you want.
So you could click for like a basic attack, you can click R1, L1, or X. So like whatever, like I usually just click X. But then every once in a while, it's like a combo attack and you have to click both. But like if you were more comfortable, you could just use R1 consistently.
Yeah.
And then triangle is like a magic spell. And then circle is jump. So like sometimes you have to jump. And then like if you're holding circle and you're holding the glide, you can't click X to attack. So you'd click like R1 or L1. So like the controls are like a little fluid, but it's not like Guitar Hero where it's like red, orange, yellow. It's more of like attack on the beat, but you're also walking around a sheet of music.
I was thinking that it was like when you say a melody game, I immediately go to think it's Guitar Hero on the controller, which
yeah, was an it awful looks like Guitar Hero.
Who had to do that?
It looks like Guitar Hero, but
it plays more like Hi-Fi. It sounds like more like Hi-Fi Rush, where it's like
it's a little bit of a, it's a mix. It's way more rhythm simple. Based.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say simple. It's quite hard.
But like, it's more. But I'm a lot, it's not like
when
like
I say like
it's not like an action RPG, like not an RPG. Like I don't know what you would call an adventure.
It's a rhythm
adventure game. Yeah,
it's a rhythm action game.
Rhythm action game. Okay.
Like it's like there's levels where like there's 100 people flying at you and you gotta like attack jump magic jump, like it's
but
like
it goes to the easy. Beat of the music.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay, that sounds fun.
But like you're actually. But you don't have to like move, like in Hi-Fi Rush you have to like move.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Like you're on rails, like you're just looking at the yes. screen. You're like hit X.
You're on a music on note beat. And enemies yeah. are flying towards you. It's just with Guitar Hero, it's like I know I'm about to click like red, like, orange,
like
green.
The blue one is showing up, so I gotta hit fucking square.
Yeah. In this it's just a bunch of hit. enemies, so you don't really know how it's like how you counter that. Like if you're smart you can probably figure out what you should be clicking.
Yeah,
the only note that it really shows you is triangle because it's like a magic spell, so it's like you don't know when you're supposed to use the spell kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah,
fair but enough. You replay all the songs, so it's like every Disney World has two songs, and then like when you complete a certain amount of levels, it shows you a cutscene from the game. Kyrie, basically at the end of Kingdom Hearts 3, Kyrie gets kidnapped, so Kyrie is now like in a dream state. She's retelling the story of Kingdom Hearts. I think it's supposed to like bridge the gap between like everything that was fucked up that just happened, and like they're going into like a new phase. So it's going to be like a new bad guy. It's not going to be fucking Ansem anymore. So it's kind of like they're kind of bridging the gap of like nobody played the side missions. Nobody cared about Kingdom Hearts 3. Like it was too convoluted. So it's like it's very nostalgic. It's cool. At the beginning of the week, that's what I was playing. And it was very much like that. I need to not think about my illness. And like, I just want to play this game.
Yeah.
It got a little too, like by the end of it, like my brain was just foggy. And I'm like, so, I can get through the song, but I can't beat the, not like that. I'm not like falling asleep. But it's like, there's like missions, right? So it's like complete the game with like 50% health and no items. And like hit every single flying enemy, hit every single box. And it's like, I would get 99% of the flying enemies. And it's like, I could just go to the next level, but like, I want to like get all the side stuff. So I was just like, fuck it. Right. I'm going to go play Animal Crossing yeah. in my bed.
Yeah, that's right. Hey,
fair Animal enough. Crossing is like, Animal Crossing, like Stardew Valley, like it's enough task. Like I want to be task oriented. I don't want to be plot oriented.
Yeah.
Because like my, kind like, of the same. My
brain those is ones, like. Those ones, actually, I feel like I can't play when I'm asleep because I just have no interest in. Like I need the story.
Yeah.
I need the distraction.
Yeah. Yeah, you're, yeah.
That's where you and I differ.
Yeah, yeah.
The other game I was playing is Link's Awakening
yeah.
okay, on the Switch, yeah, yeah. which is, it was like one of the first games I played.
Mm-hmm. Big nostalgia.
Big super nostalgia.
He's holding it.
What yeah, is, I could download
original,
it.
Is that the original game?
Yeah, look how faded the picture is.
Oh boy,
it is that's hard fucking, to read.
That's faded. Also, you can see
our listeners
how where it's stuck out of where the game. Stuck out boy, of
the game. Like, yeah, there's yeah, a clear yeah, yeah.
line where
sun damage is only the part that was out of
the Game Boy.
The Game Boy.
The cartridge. The
I'll post a picture of this. Looks to new. Discord.
Yeah, take a picture. Put it on the Discord because it's very clear what got covered by the Game Boy, what didn't.
This is.
Yeah, I will say.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was gonna say you just reminded me that. Actually, one of the ones I reach for when I'm feeling pretty crappy and I just need something to do while being sick, but it's also something that I can turn off and it's not a big deal, like a little bit less involved than an RPG, is Super Mario Bros. 3. Specifically Super Mario Bros. 3, because that was always my favorite one. That was the one I played a lot as a kid. I know all the levels pretty well. And plus, like, that is the one where I'm like, I don't really care if I get to World 5 and then don't come back. Until I'm sick again, and then
it's task oriented enough to like keep you busy, right? Like,
yeah, but it's less than like Stardew Valley in the sense that Stardew Valley, you can really just like it's actually there's no stakes. I don't have to do anything.
I think it's like specifically for like Animal Crossing because it's like a game I don't really play anymore. But right. like I just go and I revisit my farm and I talk to like the people, my island, sorry. And it's like, oh yeah, like I remember saying hi to you and they're like, yeah, you haven't visited us. Like we thought you died. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, but.
Feel like it. You know, it is what it is.
I'll tell you, I'm not feeling great, guys.
But you know, it's just like kind of like not really doing much, but just like kind of walking around yeah. and like seeing what I've accomplished. Stardew Valley is a little bit less because it's mm-hmm. like there's not really much. Like the town kind of always looks the same. Like it's less creative. Like once you see your farm, it's like, yeah, it's my vegetables. I should probably like plant like more of them. But like, yeah. I think Animal Crossing, because like you kind of design everything and like you shape the island.
Yeah, that makes sense. Like I feel like I'm kind of with Marissa in that like I'd want to play something that kind of with Matt. Or the opposite of Marissa, where I'm kind of I want to play something that like
fuck you.
where I want to play something where I'm not on your team.
I wasn't excited to have somebody on my side.
Where I want to play something like Minecraft. So like, I can like play Minecraft and walk around and do nothing. Like it's still have fun. But like I'll do like if I'm going for like the platinum trophy or all the achievements in a game, and there's like those like really grindy achievements, it's like kill 1,000 enemies of this kind, kill 1,000 of these enemies, and it's like they're like super easy enemies, but it just takes you forever to kill 1,000 of them. I'll just like log into that game and be like, all right, just attack, like, and just like mindlessly do that. And then like, because I'm not gonna like, I wouldn't want to do that when I'm like feeling up for it, because there are harder achievements like or trophies I could be getting.
Yeah,
but like if I'm
it's sick, just time it's consuming just, it's not
yeah if it's just time consuming it or like it'd be like walk 1,000 kilometers. It's like, yeah, I guess I'll just fucking turn the game on and walk. Like, whatever. I don't give a fuck.
Start going.
Yeah. And like this way, like you're not doing anything. Like it doesn't really take a lot of effort, but you like you are getting something accomplished because you are like working towards some sort of goal. But it's not like a crazy, like complicated, like hard goal. Or like a game where like you have to get all the collectibles. Like God of War, for example, like get all those ravens, get all of Odin's ravens. Like, it's not hard. You hard just to have find? To go to, yeah, but like if you have a guide, it's not that. Like, you just go to the where the guide tells you to go. Yeah, absolutely. I'm a cheater. I'm not sitting here looking around the whole map for these fucking ravens.
Absolutely.
If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Is that 1,000%? Like, for for Spider-Man, it was like the spider bots. It's like, go find all the spider bots immediately, Wikipedia.
Yeah, 100%.
Walkthrough. I'm not Wikipedia. I'm Wikipedia not doesn't help with that yeah. shit.
If I'm sick, I'm like, oh, where's this raven? Oh, it's up on that rock. Okay, I go to the rock. Yeah. I shoot the raven. Next raven. Like, it's just, I'm not going to sit here. And like, yeah. it's something you can do to feel accomplished, but doesn't require a lot of mental effort to get done.
Yeah, just really quickly, the I was showing the Game Boy Legend of Zelda Link's Awakening.
Yeah.
The game that I was playing was the remastered Switch version. Not as good, but still good. But still nostalgic enough.
If you download an emulator, now you could play the original
and
game.
And I'll have it
on
ready.
Your phone. Yeah.
Which is as like, soon hey, as the cops show up.
Right here. It's right here. I'm holding it.
You know what's interesting about this? It says made in Japan. Understood. Patent pending. Do you think they ever got the patent?
But patent pending for what? Like for the game or for the cartridge?
The cartridge, I'm assuming? Like...
Like, I would assume Nintendo got the patent.
What do you think the patent
for the Nintendo
for?
Game Boy cartridge?
Game.
What?
The patent can't be for the game.
No. Well, I don't
fucking know. Like, it has to be for the hardware, right?
It was probably for the cartridge itself.
Also, the screw they used on the back of it to like hold the two pieces together, absurd. I've never seen that before in my life.
You've never
they really
seen
don't
a
want
screw?
You taking this thing apart.
What do you mean?
There's like a little... It's like an inverted...
Matt, it's a black screen. I can't see it.
I know that. It's a weird, the screwdriver to open this doesn't exist unless you work for Nintendo.
That's not true. Is it a hole in the middle? Is that what you're saying?
No, it comes out. So you need a screwdriver that has a hole.
It comes out.
It's like a reverse Allen key. It's a little star, but the star doesn't go into the screw. It comes out of the screw. So you need a screwdriver. You need a hollow screwdriver.
Yeah. I'm sure you could. I'm sure I could open that with the screwdriver kit I have.
Yeah, sure. Sure you can. One of the since we're getting nostalgic, one of the cool things about the Game Boy version, obviously it's like one screen at a time, and you'd like walk on the screen, and then when you get to the edge, there'd be like an animation of it like sliding over.
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be like in some games, it would be like black screen and a new screen and you're like in a new area. But like this one, like it would like slide with you. So like once you get to the edge, it would just like zzz, and like you see the background moving kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's like you always see like the tree. The tree just slowly goes and now it's the trees on this side. Like the house slowly moves into frame. On the Nintendo Switch one, they wanted to make it feel more
modern.
I don't know, modern 3D. So it's like that doesn't happen. You're just like kind of always in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, it's just a standard.
And just like this
top down game. It just follows you around the whole time.
Really, it really changes a lot of the aspect. There's also like there was a side mission where like there was an attachment for the Game Boy Color where it was like a printer. So like they wanted you to like take photos and then print them. But there was a side mission where it's like this, there was like a mouse. And like, if you walked up to him and like you spoke to him, he would take your photo and he'd be like, meet me at like other cool places. And like, if you went to the places in the right order, he would like take your photo and it would like share this journey. So it's like, if you like did it in the right order, you got like all these cool photos. I never printed them, but like I had a photo album like in the game.
So in the game, yeah. Nintendo was really, they really went for it with the Game Boy. They're like, it was what if really we just give them like a dot matrix printer and then we'll give them a camera so they can take a selfie and then print a picture of themselves out on their Game Boy. That's that would be amazing.
It was, just really quickly, the thing that sucks is they took that out in the Nintendo Switch one.
Well, because there's no printer, Matt.
No, but I could still take photos.
No,
it's and I not can the send same. Them. There's the button the on the Switch that takes a photo was of the to screen.
Print the picture, Matt.
Anyways, they changed it, so it's like a stupid dungeon builder. So like you get to build your own dungeons, and then like your friends can come to your thing and like try them out. It's like, I don't want this. I want to take photos.
I want to take cool photos with the rat. Mouse thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, Rissa, what did Matt interrupt you? Sorry.
Well, I was going to say, we are reaching the end of this podcast, so if there's any other games you guys want to mention, we should do so now.
Yeah, just real quick. Any, like, real-time strategy game that, like, I can play on, like, a chill difficulty, like Age of Mythology, Age of Empires, like that kind of stuff, like, or like Roller Coaster Tycoon, like if I can just like chill out, build a roller coaster, or like what I like to do in Age of Empires if I'm not really feeling up for it is I'll just like build a wall around my city and then just build shit inside, and like every like 5 minutes the enemy will show up and try to attack me, but it's like four guys and they're just like hitting my wall with their sword, they're not really doing anything, and then I just quickly kill them. And then I go back to building my shit. Because in Age of Mythology, there's a bunch of ways to win. You can like win by destroying the other team's town centers. Or you could build a wonder. And every...
A wonder?
A wonder. Like a... Like the Egyptians have the pyramids.
Oh, like a wonder.
Like a right. wonder. Like a... Like yeah.
The eighth wonder of the world.
Yeah. So... If once you build the wonder, it like there's like a countdown and the other team has like a, I think it's like 4 minutes to destroy your building. Otherwise, you win. So I'll just like build a little fucking wall around my city. Start building my wonder, and then as they come to destroy it, I just go, get the fuck out of here. Come on, you're on easy difficulty. You sent four guys after me. I have an army of fucking 17 minotaurs. Get the fuck out of here. Let me build my cool building. Get out of here.
Just murder them all.
Yeah, but I don't want to murder them all. I just want to build my cool, but the building looks cool and I just want to build it. It looks nice. It's more chill.
All right. Well, with that, I will say, what are you guys playing?
Pokemon Yellow.
Before I got sick, I was playing Ghost of Tsushima.
Yeah, but you're not playing
fantastic,
that anymore. That doesn't
game.
Seem like
have
a
not,
sick
too much brain
game.
Power.
Yeah.
Played a little bit of Kingdom Hearts Melody of Memories. Once I start feeling a little bit better, I'll go back to Melody of Memories before I go back to Ghost of Tsushima. Playing Link's Awakening on the Switch. A lot of Pokemon Go. I might look into an emulator on my phone.
The one that's on the iPhone, I'm assuming they probably make a version for Android, is Delta. Very good one. Very, very well built emulator.
Yeah. Playing a lot of Link's Awakening though. It's just easy. It's fun.
Very nice.
Sacco, what about you?
Madden, Helldivers 2, Diablo 4. Is that it? It used to be City Skylines 2 as well, but that is no longer an option at the moment. I think that's it. COD every once in a while. But nothing
very good.
Nothing serious.
Nothing crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, since no one asked,
Hey Marissa, what are you playing?
Thank you. I finished Baldur's Gate.
Ayo.
How'd it go?
Surprise, it's one of those things where I feel like a lot of the lead up was harder than the final fight. Like it's one of those.
Do you
games.
Think you were overpowered? Do you think you were too leveled?
No, because they cap your level. Like you can't go past level 12. Maybe I was just too prepared. Because I kind of knew, you know enough about the enemy at that point that I kind of knew what to expect. Like there were just a lot of specific potions for certain resistant types that I went and bought and that kind of thing. Because I knew they would be handy given that I knew the enemy. But so maybe that was a me thing. But I was pretty impressed with myself because it felt a lot easier than like some of the other stuff that I had faced in the game. There was definitely more annoying fights than the final fight. I have officially started two new playthroughs. One is my honor mode playthrough, which is incredibly nerve-wracking and terrifying. And I am so nervous
to and she's like, you can't do anything. Can't, like,
I just can't.
Can't restart the save.
So the only thing you can do is complete. Like, if you're in a situation where you know you're gonna die, you have to unplug. Like, that's the only thing you can do. Yeah. As far as I was reading, like, even just quitting the game hasn't always worked for people. Quick. Yeah, like, it's so you have to dashboard it. And which is shitty because I'm playing on Xbox as well. And Xbox, so if you play it on PlayStation or if you play it on the PC, you can take the save file and make a backup so that if you do die, you could, like, reload from a specific save, which is kind of nice to think about. Yeah, because you could make points, you know, so if you're like 50 hours into the game, yeah, you can make a save. And then if you die when you're at like 60 whatever hours, then you only have to go back to 50. You don't have to, like, start over.
If
you can't do that with the Xbox. And while it makes me a little bit happy that if I get done in honor mode, I'm going to have done it completely honestly and actually without, you know, ever dying, but I am so nervous. Like, every step I take, nerves are just unreal because I am so scared. I'm so scared to die.
I think
it's not great. So what I did also was I started a easy playthrough because there was a lot of things I wanted to get done and, like, people I wanted to, like, there was a specific person I wanted to romance, and I was trying to do it in the honor mode, and I was like, I'm not gonna be able to play it like this because I'm gonna need to just play to survive. Like, I can't really be thinking about what Astarion is going to approve of because it's going to get me into trouble.
Yeah.
Some of the times, like, I really need to play this for survival alone. So instead, I have created an easy playthrough under one of their origin characters. And this is a cool thing that Baldur's Gate has done. So you can play as characters that they've pre-made. So you come in with a lot more backstory than your custom character. And one of the characters they have is called the Dark Urge. And the Dark Urge
sounds really fucking cool.
The Dark Urge.
What does the Dark Urge look like?
Whatever you want.
So you can fully customize the Dark Urges. So you can fully customize their appearance, and you can customize, like, what class they are and what, like, all of that stuff. But you can't change their backstory. So, and their backstory mostly,
these characters are just, like, backstories. It's not, like, pre-made characters.
Yeah. So, for example, like, Astarion is a character that you can be in your party, but you can also just play out his origin story. Mm-hmm. So you can play out his story, and that's kind of cool because once you know his story, there are quite a few layers and it would be interesting to play it from his perspective.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. But the Dark Urge isn't one that you can run into them at a specific point in Act 3, which I won't say any more about because that would be spoiling some of the story, but which I do know about. So I know a little bit about the story and where it might be headed. But the only thing you know about the Dark Urge is that there's a voice in your head that tells you to kill.
Love it.
Like, violent. Like, you meet someone and the dialogue changes, the dialogue options change because there's extra dialogue lines from the narrator being like, you just want to mutilate her body. Like, you want to kill her. Yeah. And you can be like, ignore the voice. You can be like, take pleasure in the image of the voice or like anything like that. So you can really play into it. But it's all about how there is, like, you have no memory of where you came from. So you have insomnia and you basically keep having these dreams, urges to just slaughter people. So I'm a little nervous where it's going to go, but I'm having a lot of fun because it is also forcing me to not always make the good choice. And when I say force you, it does really force you. You do not have a choice.
The voice is strong. I'm trying really
hard not to spoil because it's great. The voice is very persuasive. So I will say that. I have made somebody who looks like, she looks badass. I named her Lilith. Like, I'm really trying to play into this, like, she has some sort of dark history. I'm so excited to see where the story goes. And I really like that they have these, like, pre-made backstories. Because now when all my part, like, when the people in the camp are like, oh, I have to confess something to you, my character's also like, hey, I also have a secret. This voice in my head keeps telling me to murder people. So far, my companions have all been like, that's fine. And I'm like, I don't know if it is. Like, I feel like you guys should be listening to me. But it's been really fun. So I'm kind of doing two playthroughs at once here.
With the other one's called the honest playthrough or the honor
mode.
Honor mode.
I think Like, you're looking at it as, like, if you get to, like, 60 hours in and you die, like, you got to start over. Like, that's, I think that might not be, like, the intended. If you get 60 hours in and die, like, that's how your character, that's it. Your character's dead.
I know.
Put the game away and never touch it again.
That's not what I want.
Like, you don't have to play. You don't have to redo it. You don't have to figure out. It's just, that's their story. Their story is that they died.
They got so far and they just died.
That's
it. Game over.
They're dead. Yeah. It's not even a game over. And, that's the ending. The ending is that they die. They died when they should have. They died when they were supposed to.
And Faerun is destroyed because the hero died.
Yep, that's it.
What a shame.
I do like it because I think in Act 3 there are some easier choices that you can make, which I obviously didn't make, because as with most video games, some of the easier choices are not morally great, but they are definitely easier. So
that's the path.
And I know, I feel like at some point it might be real. It'll be much more tempting to take them because I won't be thinking, oh, this is going to be a hard fight. I'm going to be thinking this fight could literally kill me.
Yeah.
Maybe I just won't do it. Maybe we really do take a shitty deal to survive. And that's where I mean, like, I can't be playing it for, like, a romantic storyline, which is what I was doing. And I needed to stop that. So I had the Dark Urge playthrough. I really needed to be, like, survival first. So if my companions get a little pissy because I am choosing a way out that makes things not so horrible, it might just have to be that.
Fair enough.
I also want to look into it, and I don't know. I don't want to spoil anything. There's something you can do in Act 2, and you can make a decision, and it ends the game. And it very clearly ends the game. And I don't know if it counts as finishing the game in an honor mode run, because you skip a whole act. So I have to look into that, because that might be an easy
out. Is it a good ending, though? Like, is it a satisfying ending?
It's not the worst ending. I'll say this. If it was real life, it would be a tempting but hard choice to make.
Yeah.
Given the circumstances. Like, it's not an unrealistic choice. It's not like the Jade Empire choice I was talking about earlier, where you're just like, oh, I'll just side with the bad guy. It's much more tempting than that, and I see the logic of wanting to do that at that moment. Like, if it was real life, you would be tempted. It is, I guess this is a small spoilers, but it is a total party kill.
Yeah. I kind of figured that. It was like, the whole world, you blow up the whole world. Is that what you would want to do? You don't have to spoil it. I'm not saying.
Yeah, I can't really. I don't really want to say anything else. Like, I'll tell you. I'll tell you if you really want to know, but I know you want to play this game. So, but it is a...
You build a bunch of vaults.
It's a suicide mission.
It's just, you build a bunch of vaults, and then you nuke the entire surface so that it's full of radiation.
Are you also watching Fallout?
That's the ending to Baldur's Gate 3.
Anyways, we can talk about this in the post credits.
It's a different
game. So it was
all
a prequel
right,
the whole
well,
time.
With that, it was a prequel the whole time. Pikachu face. All right, well, with that, we hope you enjoyed listening to this episode of the Crown Teethans podcast. If you want to go tell us what your favorite chicken soup or chicken noodle soup game is, please do so on our Discord. You can find the link to that in the description of this podcast. If you want to see us on social media, you can check us out on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Crown Teethan on all those. Otherwise, we thank you one more time for listening, for being a gamer and being generally awesome. And we will, as always, catch you in the next one. Bye, friends.
Anyways,
I've watched the first
Fallout, so I'm not watching it.
I've watched
is it good?
The first four episodes.
I watched the first three episodes, I think.
Yeah, it's good. I'm enjoying it.
Have you
show.
Played the game?
No.
I've never played the game.
No.
Well, that's a lie.
When I bought my Xbox, it came with Fallout 4, maybe? Like, it came with a Fallout game. Never played it. But apparently, Fallout got a 5 million player like surge in activity since this show came out. Like, they're like number one on the Steam charts right now.
So I started playing Fallout 3, put about an hour into it, and I never got out of the vault, and I just vault life was just really boring to me, and I know that I was probably like 10 minutes away from getting out of the vault, but I was just like, it was just, you're like a teenager in the vault, people are bullying you, like you're Like your missions are like mop, like go sweep that thing. And I'm like, yeah. I don't give a fuck. I'm not doing it. And everybody was like, oh, like just play New Vegas. New Vegas is the best one. It's like, so I never got into them. Really enjoying the show.
The show's good. I'm really enjoying the show as well.
It's hard to say from like a not fan of the, like I know enough of the game to like recognize.
Yeah. Like I know
the Nuka Cola is cool. And like,
yeah. And like the boy, trade caps and shit.
Bobblehead is cool. Like there's.
Yeah. Like I like the general enemies, like the ghouls and the shit like that. Like I've seen all those things.
And all the dogs.
Yeah.
In the game.
I stumbled on like Fallout TikTok and there was like an account that was like telling all the like hidden stories for all the vaults, because some of them were just social experiments. Holy fuck. There's some of them are fucked up.
Yeah.
Some of them were fucking vault 11? Crazy. Which one was Vault 11? I probably did.
Their overseer was a computer, and it basically was supposed to test their ability to show compassion for humans, I guess. I don't remember the exact phrasing, but it's basically like they had to sacrifice one Vault member a year or else they would all get murdered.
Yeah.
And then when they didn't do it 1 year, the computer was like, congratulations, you
passed the test. Yeah,
like your empathy towards like the human nature was what we were looking for the whole time. Nobody has to die this year, but like at that point there was only four of them
left. Yeah, there was like five people left. Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
it's like they really waited a long time
before. Yeah, they really fucked that one. Like there was some of the social experiments really fucked up.